5.
It's time for your Arizona Sports Starting 5. You can't go to work without knowing these 5 huge stories.
Vince, there's 8 of them.
Here's Doug Franz and Ron Wolfley.
Good morning, Vince.
Number 5.
Number 5 this morning, Draymond Green, NBA Finals loser, Drake Scrapper.
Post-game scuffle between you and Drake.
You got a question about basketball? It wasn't really a scuffle because I didn't hit him and he didn't hit me, or I didn't push him and he didn't push me. We talked. We barked a little bit, but I wouldn't necessarily consider that a scuffle.
You know it's a bad day when Draymond Green is the man of reason in the room.
Malice at the palace.
Number 4.
Number 4 this morning, the Suns pre-draft workout yesterday, and there's one guy that was there that we got to go crazy about. James Jones liked everybody.
They all did. We intentionally made it a very balanced group where we could evaluate everyone and see that every guy that came into the gym today could fit on our team.
Let my second round love affair begin.
Yes.
Grant Williams was back in the building where he led Tennessee to an upset over Gonzaga.
James, you know I love you. I mean, honestly, I love you, James Jones. But can I hear Monty talk, please?
Bring Grant Williams home, even though he's never lived here in his life.
Number 3.
Number 3. Cardinals topic. I'm holding a list here in my hand, mostly a failure. A list of failed college coaches or successful college coaches who came to the pros and couldn't get the job done.
Yeah.
Will Cliff Kingsbury end up on this list?
This is the great thing about it, because Cliff Kingsbury is the anti-college coach not making it in the NFL, isn't he?
I'm intrigued. I have no idea what you meant.
Number 2.
Number 2, Gambo reporting Julius Randle is interested in the Suns. I'm not really jumping up and down because Julius Randle's interested in the Suns. I'm jumping up and down because anybody is interested in the Suns.
Yeah, I agree with that. Next.
Number 1.
And the number 1 thing you need to know about this morning. It's gotten to the point with Archie Bradley that they don't even believe in him when they need him.
I think the bullpen needs to pick it up a little bit. They know that. It's very obvious. And so I think that's probably where my focus is right now.
10 runs total and a 2-run lead in the 8th, and it's not enough. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.